This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Posen. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than your arm and your phone's a constant siren song of distraction? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling the beast that is procrastination, and yes, I'm talking about the sneaky digital demons whispering sweet nothings into your ear while you ignore your actual responsibilities. Listen, it's easy to blame the internet for our inability to focus. But honestly, it's not just a bad Wi-Fi connection or an influx of memes that's got us glued to our screens. It's about how we've designed our digital lives a constant stream of notifications, endless scrolling, and dopamine-fueled content traps that keep us hooked. We're wired for instant gratification, and the internet is like a vending machine of that good stuff. But just like that sugar rush fades fast, leaving you craving more, so does the quick hit of digital satisfaction leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled in the real world. So how do we break free? How do we overcome procrastination and actually get things done without becoming total screen zombies? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your time and focus. 1. Acknowledge your digital dependence. This is huge, guys. The first step is admitting that we might have a little, shall we say, relationship with our devices. We need to be honest with ourselves about how much time we're actually spending scrolling, clicking, and liking. Be brutally honest, no judgment here. It's like when you realize your closet is overflowing with clothes you never wear. Time to do a digital detox and start decluttering those apps. 2. Mindful phone use. Instead of letting our phones control us, we need to take control of them. Set specific times for checking emails and social media. Think of it like scheduled meditation sessions for your phone addiction. Turn off notifications for everything except essential apps. Remember, silence is golden. And when you're with people, put that phone away, engage in real-life conversations and build those connections. 3. The power of the do not disturb mode. This little lifesaver can be your best friend when it comes to focusing on tasks. Turn on that D&D like it's going out of style. Imagine it as a digital shield protecting you from the constant barrage of notifications. It allows you to truly focus on what matters, whether it's finishing that project, catching up with a friend, or just enjoying a quiet moment for yourself. 4. Embrace boredom. I know, boredom sounds like the worst thing ever in this instant gratification world. But hear me out. Boredom is actually a breeding ground for creativity and innovation. When you give your mind space to wander, it can make unexpected connections and come up with amazing ideas. 5. Celebrate your wins. Every small victory counts. Did you resist the urge to check social media during your work break? You're a rock star. Finish that task you've been procrastinating on. High five. Acknowledge your progress and celebrate your wins. It keeps you motivated and reinforces the positive habits you're building. Now, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Ever find yourself scrolling through Instagram while you should be writing that report or studying for an exam? I know I have. It's like my brain turns into a sponge, soaking up all those cat videos and travel pics instead of absorbing anything remotely educational. But then I remember the feeling of satisfaction when I actually finished the task. It's way more rewarding than any fleeting dopamine hit from social media. So, how do we overcome this? Imagine you have a friend who's trying to learn a new language. Would you let them binge watch their favorite show instead of studying? Probably not. So why do we allow ourselves to be distracted by our digital friends when we had important things to do? Treat your brain with respect it deserves better than endless scrolling and empty gratification. We're all on this journey together, folks. The goal is not perfection, but progress. Every time you choose to put your phone down and focus on what truly matters, you're taking a step towards reclaiming your time, energy, and well-being. Remember, you've got this. Keep those digital boundaries strong. Share this episode with anyone who needs a little nudge in the right direction, and let me know what strategies are working for you. I love hearing your stories. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and keep slaying those procrastination demons.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.